of Excel and PDF files that is human readable, but not very machine readable. And these information are difficult to access, even more difficult to interact with. And our regulatory agencies need to be more, they pursue justice and transparency of the market. And the market participants want to want this information to be more efficiently and transferred and processed and analyzed. The data, there is a need to be the data to be comparable by, for example, time, the size of the enterprise, region, and even industry, and so on. Yeah. And from the stock exchange itself, there are internal workflow needs that these. Also needs some requirements for the more transparent interactive data. For example, to detect the financial fraud and have quick response and long-term track and alarms in time. Also, our data of listed companies have to be integrated and associated with other parts of our enterprise data. And we have to build a whole value chain of these reports. And also, we have to develop international business. So our principles can be summarized into three phrases. One is pilot first. That is, we have to control the risk and to manage the process smoothly. Yeah. The second phrase is full set. That means if you come into the formal implementation, we need a full set, this whole market, and full test. That is a high requirement, very strict requirements, so no one lose. Because the value, we think the value of the report relies on the full set. For example, you have one or two missing, then the value of this document set will be decreased, not proportionally, but even more seriously. And then the third phrase is to minimize the extra burden. The aim is to encourage the listed companies to turn to the new reporting paradigms with the active manner. So in the pilot project, we have limited range and scope. For example, the companies, only 7%, about 7% of the listed companies are selected to join the pilot project. And only selected contents of the financial report are designated as the scope of the XBRL pilot project. And we have many measures taken to minimize the burden of the listed companies. For example, we provide the web-based template to the listed companies for them to fill in the original data by using drag and draw manner. And we provide data conversion and cross-check tools to screen out the errors and convert the data into the standard the XBRL format. Also, we provide quick and dirty tools. For instance, for these instant documents, for the presentation and analysis in our website, that's an easy incentive to show how XBRL works. This is what the templates, the web-based templates look like. And these are all the reports, quarterly reports, half-year reports, yearly reports, all the periodical reports that has done. Besides the year 2003, that is the summary, and then we have another summary. That is in year 2003 is a pilot project. So the scope is summary, and the range is only selected companies. But more companies than we asked join us in the pilot project. They are very eager to join us. And in the year 2004, all the listed companies are involved, but the range is not as requested as the full text. But from year 2004 yearly report, then it turns to be a full report. From that year, that point on, it's a regular, it's a routine job of the stock exchange until now. So, and the tools we provide to the listed companies are the tools they are using in their daily job, daily work. So this is the workflow. So the companies. They have two channels to deliver the reports. One is to the public media, and the other is to the stock exchange through our e-filing system. And then our internal staff will have check, do some preliminary analysis using our data warehouse. And then, if everything is okay, then it turns to it transmitted into the official website in two formats. One is XBRL, the other is PDF. And we have some quick and dirty tools on our website that can present and do some basic comparisons. Yeah. This is the integrated toolkit. So up to now, we have accumulated more than 7,000 XBRL instance documents. Yeah. And this is the result. Many of them are satisfied, and a few of them are very satisfied, and some a few of them are accepted, but none of them is unsatisfactory. So we have got the approval by the XBRL International to the direct member. This taxonomy is acknowledged, and also the taxonomy for mutual funds also be granted as acknowledged. So this is making the subsequent activities aiming at mutual fund XBRL format. And applications in data warehouse that introduced non-structured data analysis. This analysis tool. and this is the value chain. So the left part is the source of the data, and the central part is the taxonomy and the central repository, and the right part is the final user, the end users. So this is the internal structure for XBRL of SSE works. For example, upstreams, there are three departments are involved for data collection. Listed companies, fixed income, that is aimed at the mutual funds, and also members. And in the midstream, we have technology center for IT support and information center for taxonomy development and maintenance. And downstream, we have a subsidiary company called SSE Infranet Limited. So we are very actively involved in the in the founding of setting up of the XBRL China jurisdiction. So our experience can be summarized as five phrases. One is early start, and then quick follow-up. So now we have adopted the XBRL version 2.1. And complete coverage in two sides. One is a range, the old listed companies. The other is the scope, is all the required contents in the periodical reports. And the strategic vision and the right mechanism, that is for our so internal organization. So next step. So we will continue promote the setting up of XBRL China jurisdiction. And we're eager to host XBRL annual conference or other activities. Okay. And we are going to develop XBRL based information value chain. And we're going to study XBRL and apply it in further fields in SSE. Thanks for all the institutions that helped us, including XBRL International. This is the contact information of me.
Thank you very much. So next up, Ignacio Puyo is going to come and talk to us about the Bank of Spain.
Hello. So my name is Ignacio Boiso, and my role here is to say that in the Bank of Spain, we are not only say that XBRL is a good solution, we also demonstrate using ourselves XBRL in our internal system. We have an implementation in XBRL since time ago. And why we need to implement XBRL? Well, because this is our map of information flow. With this mess of information, we need to do something. Obviously, we can still work in the legacy systems, but the legacy systems, obviously, are difficult to take advantage of them. So, our first point was address the challenge. So, until now, all the reports have proprietary formats, different among them. Still one a format that I designed in the 87 was running. And this is very difficult to maintain. We need something standard. We also need to improve the efficiency. Obviously, we are in a reduction of staff for not value-added functions. And our board are asking constantly more efficiency, more return of the investment. And also, the other problem is the complexity. Regulators, the public sector, the government, the decision-making policy and so on are asking for more and more information. How to provide that without dying in the intent? What was analyzed in the beginning was the similar situation than the Bank of Japan that Yosaki-san explained perfectly. We in the supervisor have always the same problem. The companies, the fillers, try to send their report in the last day, in the last hour. Okay, this is not a problem if the reports are were perfect, but this is not the case. Not all the reports, as nothing in this life, are perfect. And what happened that expert, an analyst in the market of Spain, a supervisor must to detect what is the error and communicate the error to the financial entity. And this takes a long of time. In addition to that, it's a reputational risk or for the financial entity or for the supervisor, because there are errors, and managing errors is not, it's never a comfortable situation. In the end, after the validation and so on, the analyst, the supervisor, have no time to proper analyze what is the situation in the established time frame. So in the end, we have a problem. What is the situation? Well, we know in IT from since a lot of time ago that the cost of an error is cheaper as soon as it's detected. The idea is to detect the errors in the source, directly in the financial entity. Thanks to that, as we have not to correct the errors in the supervision area, well, mainly part of the errors obviously remains, but a lot of errors, typical errors like sums or inconsistencies and so on, are detected and corrected in the source, and we have more time, that we buy time doing this effort to standardize in XBRL. This is one of our main advantages, buy time. So, how to start? As well, my colleague from Shanghai Stock Exchange, we start with a pilot project. We need to check if the swimming pool have water or is empty. So we are starting in 93 with a very simple project, the appraisal companies to evaluate real estates. After that, we decide to work, we prepare an implementation, deployment, and in June, 2005, we go live with selected banks. Unfortunately for us, the Spanish Stock Exchange Commission start 1 week before us, and they are the beginners in Spain. We are the second one for 1 week. Anyway, after that, in 2006, all the Spanish banks start to report in XBRL for some kind of information, and we start the project with the balance sheet as well as our colleagues from Belgium. Then this year is the Basel II and IFRS for financial reports, and the next year is the year of the balance of payments. So we are in a progressive approach, moving to XBRL. Obviously, as our colleagues from the United States say in the IT area, if this is not broken, don't fix it. We are applying XBRL for new reports. The old reports that are working perfectly some time ago will remain. They remain as they are, but in the new reports, and we are in Europe in a convergence of supervisory practice, they are constantly new reports. All the new reports are developing from the beginning in XBRL. Some figures. So, as you know, the most important is the items per year, the unit of information, not the bits, but something similar, the individual figures. We plan to receive near 20 million individual figures the next year, after the implementation of COREP and FINREP and so on, and but without taking in consideration the balance of payments that may double these figures. So the advantage is, since 2005 until now, our system, our technology remains stable. We implement XBRL and now we are taking advantage of the standardization. The project thing is always the same, the programs are the same, the systems, everything is the same. Only the semantic of the information changes. But the syntax, the formats, the technology, the underlying technology is absolutely stable. What are the kind of repos we receive? In addition to the pilot project, the appraisal companies that are very limited, we receive four quarters. Public statements for banks that are starting in 2005. Central balance sheet office is not mandatory in Spain. We have around 5,000 companies that voluntarily send us the balance sheets. And also we, our forecast is that Basel II and financial statements in volume of items, not in XBRL instance documents, but in volume of items, will have also one quarter is one. Why? Because COREP is an extremely complex taxonomy with a lot of disaggregations, in our jargon called dimensions, but in fact it's disaggregations, and this is a big amount of information that we receive. So, how to implement that and how to attract the supervising institution, because in the end, for the supervising institution, our idea is to convert this burden in a value added. The supervising institutions must to prepare information for us, for the supervisors. But why not the supervising institution take advantage of the information that provide to us to their internal use? So the supervising institution must to know how to manage this kind of information. The first point here is publish, in addition to publish the reglement, the guidelines, the law, we also publish the taxonomy, but in a way that the supervisory institutions can read, can understand. So this is a demo, please Ignacio. This is a live demo, cross the fingers. And obviously, as this is a live demo, this is in Spanish. But this is the website of the Bank of Spain. And the idea here is that the taxonomies can be solved. Ignacio, vete para atrás. Más para atrás, más para atrás. Coge una taxonomía de estos. Okay. So, you can see the taxonomy viewer here, thanks to the technology of our Japanese colleagues. And this is a live demo of the taxonomy of the Bank of Spain, expresses the items in a way that the supervisory institutions and the people from the business area can understand easily. Well, more or less easily. And this is the idea that we provide this kind of information for the supervisory institution in order to go directly here, because for the IT people, the IT people read a guideline of supervision is quite complex. But understand this is more simple because this is not ambiguity here. This absolutely defines what we are looking for in each individual item. This is the idea for what we provide, this kind of taxonomy viewer that is open for everybody that understands Spanish as the Yosaki Wada's wife. Okay, could you return to the presentation, please? So, we have also services for credit institutions, for the supervised institutions. To validate XBRL is not always easy. You need some local software and so on, and not all the supervising institutions understand the need to install and to maintain this kind of local software. So to do that, we provide a service a web service to the supervising institutions to validate the XVLAN instance before they send to us. So they can validate buying a commercial tool, that is our recommendation, obviously, or use our services. As we are not an application or service provider, we try to do our best, but this is not our duty to provide this kind of service. But we try to help the supervising institution in order to make the life easier. So this is a demonstration in the video. Please, Ignacio. So as you can see here, well, in order to avoid problems, this demonstration has been prepared. This is a supervising institution entering in the website of the Bank of Spain after the digital signature and so on, because obviously all of this is confidential data. In what, thanks to, can see for instance what is the information inside an XVLAN instance before sending. So the supervising institution take the instance, put in the viewer, and say okay. You can see here the document for view, and in this moment you have the same information that you have in the XVLAN instance rendered in a way that the financial institution can understand. So this is an XVLAN instance rendered with a viewer, online viewer that the Bank of Spain provides for the supervisor institution. Other point is, for instance, here check what are the situation of the XVLAN instance that the supervisor institution sent to the Bank of Spain. In order that obviously to avoid confusions and facilitate to the supervising institutions the complete knowledge about what are the sending. This is the way in what supervising institutions send the instance. This is a protected website, and simply need to select the XVLAN instance and send to us. In this moment, the instance is collected in the information system of the Bank of Spain, and we send an acknowledgement by email in order that the supervising institution have approved that the information has been sent. Okay, can you return to the presentation, please? Okay. Also, the supervisors. Well, so we have in the supervisors a system, an internal system, in order to check what is the situation of the feelings and so on. So, can you see the video, please? So, in such a way, it's very similar for the supervisor than the supervising institution. It's the same technology inside. And we select on all the supervising institutions, one of them, in order to check exactly what is the situation and related, for instance, with what kind of instance, related with COREP or with public statements or so. So this is the situation of the two instances received. One is fully assimilated, another is partially assimilated, probably because have some kind of errors or some kind of something. So this tool is managed directly by the supervisors. This is not a tool for IT people, it's a tool for supervisors that understand how to manage this kind of errors and so on. So, Ignacio, could you pass to the presentation again? So, we have time benefits with this. We are working with XVLAN. For us, all of these are advantages. You can read the advantages as well as me. And conclusions. Our conclusion is that the self-help is the best in XBRL. We can put a lot of tools for supervisive institutions, for supervisors, and in order to complete that tools, we need also the help of the XBRL community. How? Because we need more powerful standards. We need standards for versioning, how to manage the chains, and also for formula, how to improve the validations in the XBRL instance. Thank you very much. If you have any question, please send me. Bye.
All right, without further ado, there's Jeff Smith from Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. I just like saying that.
Good, right. Okay. Where are my slides?
Good. Voila.
Right, very good. When I got the instructions from Diane about what to do, what to say today, how to prepare this presentation, I was asked not to concentrate all the time on the good things, but think about what went wrong and the sort of warts and the problems. I've tried to do that from the point of view of HMRC, also from the point of view of our customers, which is primarily accountants, and also from the software vendors who prepare products in order to enable people to file tax returns to us. So it's like a three-dimensional presentation in a way, and I hope I do justice to everybody. Some basic facts and figures to start with. In the year ended 31st of March 2007, we received just under 1.4 million company tax returns, of which the vast majority were filed on paper, and we received something like 100,000 were filed online. And that is a growing trend over the last two or three years, but a long way away from where we want to be. And by 2011, where we've got to get to is 100% filing online using XBRL. So right now, we've received something like less than 10% of our returns filed online, and only a handful of those are with XBRL filings. I'll explain why in a minute. So the majority of company tax returns come to us from accountants, and the challenge that we've got to meet is how do we get from where we are now to where we need to be in 2011, and how accountants can actually meet their obligations to file successfully. Right, the tax return, the company tax return, is actually in three separate parts. We have a return form, if we could maybe call it a form, in XML. We have tax computations, for which there is no agreed standard. There's no standard content. It's whatever people want to include. And we have accounts, which we also require a detailed P&L account. So from the outset, we designed a service that would accept both XBRL accounts and computations. And in the meantime, the fallback is PDFs. So right now, today, our service just accepts XBRL computations, and the underlying taxonomy and style sheet for those computations we designed ourselves. There's about 5,000 elements. Given that, I say, there's no standard content, no standard format, that was quite a difficult thing to do. It took us many iterations over possibly about 18 months to come up with that set. Accounts we will start to accept as and when suitable taxonomies are ready and published, and I guess we're at the stage now where we could move to that point and start to accept accounts in, using UK GAAP or IFRS, but as yet we haven't done that. The other prerequisite is a means of rendering the accounts, and that's been a stumbling block until quite recently, I think. Now, the reason we've had very few submissions yet in XBRL is because everything that comes to us in XBRL format, the software is supplied by third parties. So we have built a system to receive XBRL, but we rely upon other people to build the front-end systems to submit that information. And there's been a reluctance to do that so far. Again, I'll explain why. The computational taxonomy, I think I've already said, 5,000 items, very complex. And in creating it, we really stole, begged and borrowed information from other people, particularly from the big four firms in the UK. And we put together that taxonomy with a great deal of help and assistance from accountancy firms and from software vendors. What we've learned so far is that mapping the taxonomy to underlying software products is actually quite easy for the vast majority of tax filings for small to medium companies. It will be extremely complex, I guess, for the very largest ones. So once you get into the top 1% or 2%, typically the listed companies in the UK, it'll be a significant exercise, I think. So the problem that we're facing at the moment, from the perspective of accountants and from tax software developers, well, I think accountants, I think it's fair to say that XBRL is very well supported at a strategic level. But once you get down to talking to people who are actually in tax departments, preparing tax returns, dealing directly with the likes of HMRC, then there's very little knowledge or indeed interest that I've found. So there appears to me to be a big gap between strategy and practice. And accountants generally are not convinced of the benefits of XBRL. So if you go and talk to your average accountant in a small firm in the UK, the chances are they've never heard of it, and even if they have done, they can't see why they should be bothered. The other factor which is, I guess, weighing against us a little is the actual cost of new versions of software, because again, you can't file XBRL with a 2002 version of a tax filing product. So that's the problem we've got right now, I think, with accountancy firms. Tax software developers, what they're saying to us is that we've made XBRL mandatory from 2011, and that's a long way away. So customers are not really aware of the need to use XBRL yet, and until they start asking for it, no one's going to develop products. I can understand that. Of course, if we said 2015, it would just put the evil day off even longer. So there's an argument to say you should actually bring the date forward. But nevertheless, the date we're going for is 2011. And I say, if customers aren't asking for the products, then why should the software developers actually bother? And to make it even worse, in a sense, I think there I'm talking primarily about tax computational products. These are specialised products just for that one application. If we talk about accounts production software, those systems tend to be quite old and probably not even XML-based. Some are, some aren't. And obviously, if you've got a piece of software that's 20 years old, it's going to be a big job to re-engineer it. So those are the problems that we're hearing about. What are we doing about them? Well, in dealing with the accountants, first of all, we're going through another consultation exercise with the representative bodies at the moment. We've done this already, going back 3 or 4 years. But again, it's just to convince people this was indeed the right direction and it is the way that we should be moving. I think it's mainly about building confidence about what we're trying to do. We then need to start to raise awareness generally amongst the accounting community in the UK about XBRL and what the benefits are. I know I was talking to, I should say it's a top 10 firm in the UK a few weeks ago, talking to three of the partners, and the only way they knew what XBRL was because one of them had been used Google that morning and put the terms in and came back with some answers. So there isn't a great deal of, I say, common knowledge. On the other hand, we don't want to frighten people either, because for the vast majority of accountants, XBRL will be handled by their software, and they don't even need to know it exists. So it's invisible to most companies and most accountants. And it's getting that balance between awareness and understanding what they've got to do and not being frightened of it. So we've got to ensure that products are available in good time for 2011. We don't want people starting to buy products and start to think about this, 6 months ago. And we also need to convince people that our own systems, the receiving systems, are robust and will work reliably. And we've got a rather checkered history. We've had things going back 3 or 4 years which were not as reliable as they should have been. And that's cost a deal of confidence, I think. What else are we going to do? Around 20% of companies actually submit their tax returns directly. They don't use an accountant. So that's, you know, something like 250,000 returns would come in that direction. And we are expecting to provide some form of free product that we would develop to distribute to the smaller companies. We wouldn't care who used it, providing that whatever we build was suitable for the job. So obviously, we would build something that only dealt with the less complex tax affairs. And it's probable that we will use some form of template using intelligent forms. In the UK, Companies House have used similar technology to provide a web filing service for XBRL, and we will probably go the same way. We're also working with Companies House to build a joint filing service, so information will go once to government rather than to two separate places on different occasions. And we think that providing accounts using the Companies House service may indeed be the easiest way to produce accounts in XBRL for a very small company. So what are we doing to try to persuade software developers? Possibly a harder nut to crack, who knows? Again, we're having consultations with their representative bodies. Again, we've been around this loop some time ago, but we, again, going back to basics to explain what we're doing and why. We're encouraging or participating in technical seminars for software vendors, and the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales ran a technical seminar just before Christmas in 2006, which I think was a good event. We're making sure that we publish comprehensive technical information so that there's no possibility of doubt or uncertainty. We're going to make test services available earlier for software vendors. We're accused, quite rightly, of being sometimes rather late in providing those services, and that we're going to change. We're making sure that suitable taxonomies are publicly available, both our own computational taxonomy and by contributing to work in the UK, for example, on UK GAAP. And we're also pressing for the availability of suitable rendering solutions, and we do contribute to some of the working groups looking at that now. So that's where we are, and in a way that's quite a pessimistic sort of tone in a way. I don't intend it to be, but that's the reality of today. So what are we going to do to actually be more positive in a sense? We're just starting now, literally in the last 2 or 3 weeks, to talk about what we're calling standardised business reporting. It's really broadening the scope of XBRL. I think the weakness that we've got is that it's just HMRC and Companies House pushing the technology in the UK. There is no one else that I'm aware of. And what we're trying to do is to work with other UK government departments and stakeholders in outside industry, software vendors, accountancy firms, professional bodies, to do an initial cost-benefit analysis by the early autumn of 2007. And we want to identify costs and benefits both for government and for business. Very important. Standardised business reporting, this is the sort of definition that we've come up with rather quickly. We're talking in terms of creation and maintenance of a national taxonomy for financial data reported to government, which can include non-financial items if required. Making it possible for all reporters to use that taxonomy and to make the relevant reports to government. And to ensure all of government can accept reports that use the national taxonomy. Given the number of government departments in the UK, that's quite a challenge. But you can see it's very different from just dealing with one or two. Now, anybody who is familiar with what's happened in the Netherlands, or indeed what's happening in Australia, won't be surprised by this, because basically it's pinching their ideas, following the same approach. We're very impressed with what's happening in the Netherlands. We're very aware of what's happening with a lot of work in Australia, and we want to go down the same kind of line. The expectation is that we will use and extend existing taxonomies. So we're not starting from scratch, we're not developing something called a national taxonomy, pretending that the existing ones are not there already. We're building on what's there to begin with and extending them. So, what are my overall conclusions? I mean, I've been involved with XBRL since 2001, and we had a long and difficult battle, in a way, to persuade people of the value of what we were trying to do. But it used to be more of a technical argument. We used to have arguments with our IT suppliers about whether this was technically possible. Was it a good idea? Could they make it work? Those problems have gone away. That's no longer the issue. I'm not worried at all about things like taxonomy development, rendering solutions will come along. It's more and more of a business process issue. Resistance we are finding is all about, if we introduce this technology, will it cost me more money? Will it take me more time? And why should I bother? And that's the response primarily from the council community and from software vendors. And those are all good questions. And if we are imposing additional burdens just to provide information to government, then we shouldn't be doing it. So I think more and more the challenge is about establishing the benefits and communicating those benefits effectively, and making it less and less obvious that there's actually technology behind it, really hiding the technology away. The other thing is that my organisation is in the worst possible place, in a way, to promote XBRL. We're at the tail end of the process. We receive information. Of course it makes more sense if XBRL originates right at the front end of the process. And again, that's a message we've been trying to promote for years it's pretty hard work, I have to say. So we think that broadening the scope will make the overall problem that we're looking at more easy to solve and more palatable to everyone, because basically we should be looking to identify benefits across the board and to prove those benefits exist and not just talk about them. I think XBRL suffers a little around the world in having too few published business papers which actually say, if you do this, this is what we've saved. Here's it expressed in hard cash terms. And that's the thing that I'd be keen to produce as part of the work we're trying to do. So that's it. That's pretty much a canter over where we've got to. And I think you'll agree it wasn't overly optimistic, and I tried to pick up on the problems. Okay.
I'd like to thank all of our presenters for their insights and their feedback and their continued faith in the proposition of the XBRL standard. As promised, we really wanted to deliver the real story and not hide the bumps and bruises and bring this all the truth out, but also to let you see that there are working implementations of XBRL out there in the world that you can learn from. You can talk to these panelists. They'll be at the reception this evening and in the audience all for the next week. They're all speaking on different panels over the week. So please stay tuned. We're going to set up now for the vendor shootout. Is that correct? And I'd like once again to thank our presenters, Ignacio, Camille, Jeff, and Dr. Bai. Thank you very much.